Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer and help you create a tech organization you're proud of leading. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is options. Right before I get to that, thank you to those of you who attended my live session number 3 about my upcoming book. And if you want to make sure you don't miss the next one, subscribe to my newsletter. The link is always in the show notes. And also, I already have the date for the next one, so you have a little more of a heads up. You can find that as well in the show notes. And now, let's get talking about options. A lot of the times, we seem to view the world in a black or white sort of dichotomy. Someone is with us or against us. This idea can either be executed that way or has to be left completely. Things are your way or the highway. You either have to promote that person or that person is going to leave. And the truth is, the world, as much as we love the digital part of it, where everything is in bits and it's either a 0 or a 1, the real world is mostly analog. And therefore, things tend to be always placed on some sort of a spectrum. And you can find the right place in between it. The beauty of being an effective leader is learning how to spot these and how to communicate them in a way that helps others see that the world is not as simple as well, and therefore find the real win-win situations. Create an atmosphere where people actually grow and don't get bogged down by misconceptions that are holding us from seeing other options. So how do we do that? First of all, whenever you see an issue, a conflict, and you feel like it's either this or that, take a second and brainstorm. You don't even have to use, pen or paper. Just do it in your head. Think about what are other opportunities we have here that I might be missing. Okay, they said they want that, promotion, or they need that raise, or they're gonna start refreshing their CV and look for a different place to work. But is that really everything that's on the table? It is your role to find the space between the two options and dig into that. Let's say that you're pushing the board to invest in some sort of an innovative project that you don't even know if it's going to work. Let's say you want to get into AI. You still don't know if it's going to pay off and whether it's going to be something that can show real customer value fast enough, but you want to invest in a first iteration to see how that goes. Now, you might see that as either the board says, all right, we believe your vision, here's the money, go ahead, or they say, no go. But how can you come up with options in between? Maybe you can find an MVP. Maybe you can do something that involves a partnership with a company that already does something similar, so you can quickly assess whether the approach even works for you, or show your board the value, show your customers the value, etc. When there is an outage and things aren't working and all of a sudden people are like, oh my God, we have to roll back the database or whatever. Sometimes that's the case. But if you know how to be the person that takes 30 seconds to just breathe and think and say, is that really the only solution? Because, sometimes you might find a workaround that will be better. And other times, and I've seen that in the past, at the moment when you see the outage, when you know that your customers are suffering, you feel so bad, you want to act immediately, so you go to that lever, you reach for it, and you want to pull it. That lever that you know, the rollback. But sometimes the cost of a rollback and the ensuing updates that are going to follow are so grave that you might actually be better off letting the outage continue for another hour as the team comes up with a solution for the actual issue, rather than immediately reversing the changes they made. I don't know. That might be the case. I've seen it be the case. But if you don't take the 30 seconds to think about it, you're never going to see that. So you have to be on the lookout for these options. Stop looking at things as either this or that. In fact, as a rule of thumb, whenever you get that sort of a choice, think to yourself, what's in between? When you check out on a website and there's a form and there are two radio buttons, you need to choose one or the other. Think, should there be something in between? With options, you can become a more effective leader and really help your team move faster, find other opportunities, and leverage what they know. You can do that. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes as well. Thank you. Talk soon.